Viva La Vegan! Hi, I'm Leigh Chantel from VivaLaVegan.net and welcome to this podcast about my letter to a new vegan. There was something I wrote a blog last year in about November about a great little book that was being put together by some long-term vegans. They were looking for submissions which were due in about November last year, and they're putting a book together called Letters to a New Vegan. They're looking to create a community of words that can encircle new vegans everywhere from all walks of life as they embark on their own journeys. If you want to find out more information, including when the book's available, etc., see the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/vegan letters. I'd like to read you my submission, so I hope you get something from it. Dear new vegan, congratulations on getting here. You have chosen to think with your mind and feel with your heart, a talent that seems to be missing in most of the mainstream population. I don't care for the reasons you choose to become a vegan, and there are many reasons. Whether it's for animal and ethical reasons, that's the reason I started my vegan journey almost 20 years ago. Whether it's health and dietary, environmental or sustainable living, religious or spiritual, or just because someone you respected planted the seed, you have chosen to choose, and you choose compassion. Always remember this. I do, however, care that you remain vegan, so please ask for help whenever you need it. Take some time out for and to look after yourself. You alone cannot do everything, and you alone do not have to. When we all combine together, that's when the best things happen. Remember that nothing in nature is ever still. Just as a seed becomes a plant, becomes compost, you too will change. Things that mattered most to you before will seem less important and even irrelevant. This isn't just to do with time passing and getting older and hopefully wiser. It's to do with what situations you find yourself in and the people who you choose to share these moments with. When I first became vegan at the beginning of 1997, I joined the vegan societies and volunteered with animal rights groups in my area. I suggest you also do this. There weren't many people of my age at these places, and I didn't feel as though I belonged. It wasn't until years later that I realized I needed to create my own vegan tribe. I had started this online already with my website, VivaLaVegan.net, an online vegan community that has been running since 2006. Most of my vegan friends were all, however, interstate. In 2009, I started to create my own vegan tribe when I also started to create the Green Earth Group, an environmental group focused on promoting veganism and putting on Brisbane, Australia's first vegan festivals. Most of my closest friends are from this time in my life. At the beginning of the Green Earth Group movement, I only wanted to surround myself with other vegans. There were all types of people who volunteered and came into our tribe. Some were vegetarians who just needed that extra push to become vegan. Some were already vegan, and like myself, also into the feminist, environmental, and social justice areas. I remember the first time a guy I was about to date and I were having a talk about how females' bodies are used in the animal rights movement to promote animal rights, to the detriment of women's rights, and he just didn't understand why this vexed me. This was the first time I realized that not all vegans are alike, and more importantly, not all vegans are like me. The world would be very boring if everyone was the same. We would never learn from each other. People and friendships come and go. Never hold on to things, people, and circumstances that you have long outgrown. Always move forward and not backwards. Know whom you can trust and keep these people close. You will be surprised that a lot of these people are not vegan. Don't forget that the people in your life who are not vegan but fully support your every decision are the people who can teach you just as much as you can teach them. It hurt the first time I realized that just because someone is vegan doesn't mean that they're a wonderful person. I also found out that just because someone isn't vegan, it doesn't mean that they aren't wonderful. Always keep an open mind. It's what we're always expecting of the mainstream. Over the past few years since creating my vegan tribe, I have weeded out the people not so suitable for my own positive growth. The talkers and not walkers always go first. Next to farewell are the ones who create and thrive on drama, online or in person. And the next ones are the ones who escalate drama. This leaves me with a great tribe of positive and compassionate individuals who are all really respectful of each other and who are on the same life path as me. Whether or not it's right and whether or not you like it, you will become a role model for others. For this reason, be consistent with your beliefs and what you practice. Don't call yourself a vegan if you're not. A vegan is someone who not only follows a vegan diet. This includes not consuming animal flesh, including fishes, animal products, including dairy, eggs, and honey. But it also means that as a vegan, you're against any exploitation, abuse, or harm of any of our animal friends. Use your position of influence to promote positivity, inclusiveness, and compassion in everything you do. Realize that you can educate more people with a soft tongue more than you will with a sharp one. Be careful what you say to another online and in person. Remember that you may be the only vegan the person you are conversing with knows, so make it kind and respectful. Remember to use your time wisely. Remember to have a break from activism. Remember to do the things you love and love the things you do. Remember to be kind. Compassion is always the answer. Don't get caught up in the negative aspects of the movement, the egos, the name-calling, the competitiveness, and those who constantly judge others. Always be open to learning more and educate yourself about everything you can. Know that you are on the right path and remember why you're doing this. For our animal friends, get rid of the situations and people who no longer work in your life. Be the best person you can be at this moment in time. Vegan is not the end step in mine, your, or our evolution. It's a pretty big step and it's a massive statement, but it's only just the beginning. If you want to be listened to, listen. If you want to be understood, understand. If you want to be loved, love. To me, it's that simple. I believe in this movement and I believe in you and I. Good luck. Love and hugs, Lee Chantel. Kisses at the end, of course. I hope you really got something out of that. And if you'd like to see that, you can see that on vivalavegan.net in the updates, which is the blog section. I look forward to seeing you next time on this podcast. Take care. Have a wonderful week.